call it a dry, for a dry spell or something like that. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's right. Need to dry the ground out. Look like more coming from the east. Yes, and from the north, why it's cold. Uh-huh. Yes, and coming from the south, you know, which is good, warm, pleasant weather. Mm-hmm. Yes, and from coming from the west, we call it kind of stormy weather.
From the west?
Yes, sir. Right, the way you do here in this country.
Mm-hmm. And if you have wind that isn't exactly north or south, or west or south, it comes from the...
southwest.
And from...
southeast. And northeast and northwest. West, that's right, yes, sir.
And do those have any meanings or not?
No, sir, not hardly.
Oh, okay. And would you describe different ways of talking about the rain? I suppose you have something that you just feel it on your face. It's not really a rain. Call that a...
kind of a dew? You have a dew, a drizzle.
And then if it's something in the...
the snow, we'd have snow. It's not like snow. It would be evaporated.
Enough rain to settle the dust. What do you call that?
A shower. We had a shower of rain.
And suppose you have enough to flood the streets.
Oh, we had a flood. Big rain, a flood or something.
Would you call that a heavy rain?
Heavy rain. Yeah, we had a heavy rain.
Do you remember any terms for that when you were a boy? Interesting ways of describing that.
Well, they just call it kind of an overflow, they'd call it mostly, you know, that rain.
I've heard different things for that. A gully washer?
Oh, yes, sir, really? Oh, we had our gully washer last night. Of course it did. It washed gullies.
No.
Most time, that's what old people would talk and call a big rain, you know, a gully washer. Right, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
A lady told me that she used to call, her family used to call it a goose drowner.
It's bigger. Yes, sir.
And a storm with lightning, what would that be?
Well, we call that electric and storm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if the clouds are going to break and you said that's going to fare off or clear off, or what did you say for that?
Well, it seems stormy. It looks like it's going to come a storm, you know, them clouds grid up, you know, like that. Maybe it's coming a big rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we cluster up like that.
Then after a big storm, the clouds start to
Yes, it looks stormy. It looks like it has storm, you know, and it's clouds breaking, you know, and all. Mm-hmm. Yes, it looks like it's going to be fair.
I see. And if it's pretty cold when you get up in the morning, you say, well, it's pretty what?
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever hear Irish?
Yes, sir. It's Irish this morning. Irish this morning.
That means it's enough to make you shiver.
Yo, it's cold. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see.
Irish. Pretty Irish.
You don't hear that very much anymore?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Mm-hmm. And when you get up in the morning or late at night and you drive and you can't hardly see the road, what do you call that?
Call it foggy. Fog, yes, sir.
And in the morning, that moisture that's on the grass, what do you call
that? We call that a dew.
And if it's cold enough to...
it'd be frost. It'd be, yes, a frost.
And if it's cold enough to kill your plants, what do you call that?
Ice, cold.
Real freeze.
Freeze, yes, sir. Freeze up, yes, sir.
Did you ever, we talked earlier about it's being colder, used to be colder than it is now.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever remember ponds?